Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is the Friday edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour, and that means we have Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines with us with her picks of stuff to do in the metro this weekend and beyond. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Welcome back. It's Friday. We can always tell your chipper voice enters the studio.
That's right.
We're all happier because of you.
Well, it's Friday. Yeah. What's not to be happy about?
I know. Well, it is Friday. And that means that your work just starts.
That's right. That's right. Because weekends are busiest for me.
That's right.
That's right.
What are you doing?
Well, I go to things like the New Orleans Jazz Party at the basement, the Des Moines Social Club. Yes. New Orleans Jazz Party. What's not to like about a jazz party?
You gotta go. Yeah, you gotta go.
Yeah. It's only $5. It starts 5:30, so right now.
Oh, boy.
You need to go right now. They're playing till 7, so don't worry, you can, you know, still hear some jazz. And, you know, they have that fun little bar in the basement, and just go hang out and listen to some jazz.
Why not?
Yeah,
fun jazz stuff. At the Des Moines Social Club right now.
That's right. What a good way to end a Friday.
All right.
You know, well, end your work week with a fun thing at the social club.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool because it's early, and then you can still go get dinner afterwards, and then...
That's really right. I mean, the night's just beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Anywho.
We like.
There's also mixology night tonight at the Science Center. This is interesting. Tonight's theme is a pyro party.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. It says
fire,
like
fire.
Fire. So do we. Like fire, so do we. It's a pyro party. So I'm kind of interested to see what kind of drinks they mix up, including fire. Yeah, $5 admission, free for members, 21 plus for this event. And go listen to some music and drink some fire-themed drinks and whatever other fire-themed science they have to show you.
I will never forget. I was in a establishment in Austin. I think it's on 6th Avenue in Austin, several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the bartender there was doing all of these fire drinks. And he must have made, I don't know, 10, 12 of them. And he lit them all at the same time.
At the same time. Ooh.
Yeah, it was stunning.
Wow.
Yeah. So I wonder if they'll do some of that tonight at the
mixology.
Science Center.
Could
I bet they will. I bet that's also 5:30, so you got to go right now. But till 9 o'clock.
Just
so you could actually do both.
Jazz.
You
could
do a little
walk
jazz.
Walk over to the Science Center.
Do a little fire.
Fire up.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's a good one for this weekend. The Comedy Experiment is going on at the Stoner Theater. This is tonight. There's one at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. This is, you know, that improv comedy.
Sure.
It's just it's taking fun. Off and it's fun and it's just, you know, funnier than scripted things. Improv is always
improv,
funnier.
Yeah.
That's right. I was in the improv group in college.
Really?
Were you?
That's right.
Yeah.
A theater minor, remember, guys?
That's right.
Oh, I always forget that.
Yeah. I hide my nerd, my theater nerdness well, but it's there, trust me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So fun stuff. So if you like improv comedy, go check that out.
But you're working tonight, aren't you?
Every night, yep.
Yeah.
I'll be working. I'd love to go see it, though.
Yeah. I actually haven't seen this group, but it does sound like a lot of fun. So, yeah. So even the performers don't know what could happen during a show.
And this is tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow at the Stoner Theater, yes.
So Friday and Saturday, Stoner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Go improv.
Comedy experiment, yes. Here's something that's interesting. This is, you know, a side of town we don't always get over to, the South Side. The Southridge Mall is having the Body and Soul Expo.
What?
Yes. This is tomorrow, the Body and Soul Expo. $5 features a wide variety of interesting vendors, including energy healing, readings,
energy healing,
animal communication,
what?
Crystals, all of that stuff that you never knew about, you can learn about at the Body and Soul Expo from 5 a.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Southridge Mall tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow on Saturday, you got to go to the Southridge Mall and get some crystals.
And do some people watching. That should be an interesting place. Yes.
Yeah, boy. I wonder if they have those medicinal oils and things.
I'm sure. It says essential oils.
Yeah, there
I
you
think
go.
That's,
see?
Yeah.
That's
I
it.
Think henna body art. Okay. You could do that. Or this one is also tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., the Kids Caucus, the first in the nation. Yes. This is at the State Historical Museum of Iowa, tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. it's an education curriculum. The Kids Caucus curriculum provides educators a set of classroom materials to educate and inspire learners about caucus.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hey, we are caucus frenzy here.
That's right. I figured this one would be one that you'd appreciate.
Teaching
kids about the caucus.
Yeah. Mm. Probably, that's like Kid President. Those videos on YouTube. Have you seen those?
No.
With Kid President? Oh. They're funny.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check that out now.
Kid President, okay.
Yeah, the learners will conduct a mock caucus at the end of the day. I mean, this is stuff that you need to know if you live in Iowa.
That's right.
And your
kids
need to know.
Because it is caucus season. Come
yes.
on.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, some fun stuff. Oktoberfest in Windsor Heights.
Yes, it is tomorrow.
Yes, this is
on Saturday.
Yes, 10-3. That's tomorrow, Saturday. Free, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. is going to be the Oktoberfest events. You can find more information at windsorheights.org. You know, of all the...
it's at the Colby Park.
Food, thing. Games, yeah. Rides, Colby Park. You must be 21 years of age and older to attend.
Oh, really?
It does say that, 21 years of age or older, valid ID. Mm. Yeah.
I guess I can go.
Yeah.
you know what I'm doing tomorrow at 2 o'clock?
What are you
doing? At this
thing? No, what are you doing then?
I'm judging I'm the MC for a pie eating contest.
No.
I mean, yes. It's come to this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I know.
If you'd like to see Michael in action, go ahead over to Colby Park tomorrow for Oktoberfest.
This is kind of fun. You know who else is going to be there? I just learned this yesterday. Jim Hightower. Jim Hightower is a politico out of Texas. Kind of a really outspoken guy. Interesting dude. He's also going to be at the Oktoberfest tomorrow.
Hmm.
Yeah, so who knows? Yeah,
It sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it does.
It does sound like a fun time.
Jim Hightower?
Yes.
Be
yes.
an adult?
Ooh, here's one for next week. Do-it-yourself night pumpkin edition at Finding Iowa in Valley Junction. They're going to be doing like this burlap pumpkin and fabric craft for adults, and they serve wine.
You can make
decorations, pumpkin decorations.
And
this is at Finding Iowa, Wednesday, October 7th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., $20. Give them a call. Sign up for this class. Drink wine. Make pumpkins. Fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what else?
Yes.
That
yes.
is the best.
Yes. And don't forget, I want to tell you this now. It's not till next Friday, October 9th, but it starts at 12 p.m. It is the Fall Food Truck Showdown.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. Fall Food Truck Showdown. Yes, at the Papa John Sculpture Park, right out here. 12 p.m.
Right
to 9 p.m. Yes. So I'll tell you about it again next week, because it'll be happening when we're here next week.
Yeah.
But it starts at noon, so get out there on your lunch break, and all of the food trucks will be out there serving you food. It's a showdown. It's a fall food truck showdown.
This is an interesting trend that's happened, this whole food truck thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't that very long ago that the city council here in Des Moines said food trucks bad.
Right.
Food trucks bad.
Right. Well, if
and
it's bad, everybody wants to do it, right?
All of a sudden, it's like food trucks good.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah.
It's just all about fighting the man.
That's right.
You say no food trucks, I want a food truck. And I want them lining our streets, and we're going to have a festival about
it. That's right. A food truck throwdown.
A food truck throwdown. But that sounds great. I mean, there are some really talented chefs that are on these trucks. For real, they serve up some great stuff, and there's this one's called like Gastro Grub. Yep. Gastro Grub. I mean, like, what can be bad about something named Gastro Grub? You know, and on a truck, they're serving you food from a truck.
And this is next Friday, so
this is
not
next
tonight,
Friday. Don't go tonight;
right.
They won't be there tonight. You'll be disappointed. Go next Friday, October 9th. Noon, and go have your lunch out there. Hopefully it'll be another beautiful day like it was today, and just see all of the best food trucks in Des Moines.
There
they will
go.
All be there.
How do you decide which one to
sample.
Eat from, you know?
You just walk up and down and you stay there from 12 p.m. 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. and you eat at all of them, one an hour.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Food trucks,
I could do that.
Yes. Well, you might be able to do that because you'll probably be working here. You'll be able to run out.
It'll be too tempting to not head out there and grab something.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Yeah, no problem.
As always, she's got a wealth of information. Have a great weekend.
You as well.
Food trucks next weekend.
Next weekend.
Food trucks good.
Food trucks good.
All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business and for our first guest, his name was Robert McKinney. He's the physician in charge at Emmanuel Pathways. Look it up, kids. That's a big, big deal. For Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines, for Tyler Hackenmiller behind the controls tonight, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, Mark McDowell, the program director for the stations, Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those and everybody that's responsible for putting this on the air each day, Monday through Friday from 5 to 6, my name's Michael Libby. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.